Hello, Libra, and welcome to Empathy, Pathos, your 2018 autumn reading. My name is Eric Francis, your astrologer for the next little while. Here to sum up what has occurred in 2018 and look ahead at the Venus retrograde that is about to begin, and then also look at some outer planet transits, particularly Chiron in your seventh house, which will last a while. That is a very important transit, perhaps the most significant of all of the transits that you are under. And then we're going to use the events in Capricorn, the fourth house, mainly Pluto and Saturn, for kind of a figure ground contrast study. I will make this easy and comprehensible for you. Let's start with the long-term stuff, and then the Venus and Mars retrogrades will have much more context, because my sense is that the Venus and Mars retrogrades are kind of a boot camp for what information and experience and skills you need to live in this new era that's beginning in your life, and a new era that's beginning in world history, as evidenced by the Saturn-Pluto conjunction that's about to happen in Capricorn in early 2020, indeed through 2020. That's a thing to be thinking about now, because it's happening so soon. And so the going back as far as it's practical to go in this kind of reading, and I would say it's practical to go back further than maybe anybody else would. But that is the summer of 2008, when Pluto entered Capricorn. Capricorn's a particularly prominent sign in your chart because it is the fourth solar house. If you're Libra rising, and we borrow from the whole sign house system, the fourth sign from your rising sign is your fourth house. So in any event, whatever we're doing in the particular tarot spread of the astrology chart that we've got here, place four is Capricorn, and place four or house four is about the ground that you walk on. And now for 10 years, you've had Pluto working its way through the fourth house in your chart. And this fourth house is covered by the sign Capricorn, and Capricorn is pretty solid. When I think of Capricorn, I think of the Grand Canyon or the Rocky Mountains. Notably, though, the Grand Canyon and the Rocky Mountains are always moving. They look like they're standing there, like they've always been there, and like they always will be there. But then if we were to go for a ride up in the Adirondacks and I showed you the beautiful mountains that we have here in New York that were worn down, like to half their size, and used to look like the Rocky Mountains and the Sierra Nevadas, which are relatively new mountains, it would be easy to see that mountains change and that permanent landscapes change. And Pluto coming through Capricorn is an example ongoing of a permanent landscape changing. And the way this has manifested in your life is, this is supposed to be Pluto. Good, I'm drawing Pluto into your chart right now. Is as a dire need and quest for security. And more than for security, to be emotionally, psychologically, financially, and let's say spatially independent, to have a room of your own, to be the person who you are, whose sense of safety and security and grounding in life comes through you based on the work that you've done, both emotionally and, for example, toward maturing to the point where you can support yourself and where you can support your own household. And Pluto has presented you with an ongoing kind of steady drone of influence of make your life, make your space, your space,